Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. And welcome back to another episode of Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of mental health. Now, let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs. We make mistakes, we stumble, we fall flat on our faces. But what happens after those moments? Do we beat ourselves up, endlessly replaying the what-ifs in our heads? Or do we extend a little grace, a little compassion to ourselves? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-forgiveness and how it can be a game-changer for your mental health and overall well-being. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight of guilt or regret? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to let go of past mistakes, no matter how hard you try? Holding on to those negative emotions can seriously drag you down, making it harder to move forward and enjoy life. It's like constantly replaying a scene in your head, but with the sound turned way up and every detail magnified tenfold. But guess what? You have the power to break free from that cycle. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about acknowledging our mistakes, taking responsibility for them, learning from them, and then letting go of the self-blame and shame. Think of it like this. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Holding on to those past errors is like clinging to a life raft in the middle of the ocean when you are trying to swim towards something new and exciting. It's holding you back from reaching your full potential. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of self-forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remind yourself that you're human. We all mess up, it's an inevitable part of life. Trying to live a perfect life is like trying to catch smoke, impossible and exhausting. Accepting our imperfections allows us to be kinder to ourselves when we stumble. 2. Practice compassion. Imagine talking to a good friend who made a mistake. Would you berate them or offer support and understanding? Treat yourself with the same compassion and empathy. Acknowledge your pain, but don't let it consume you. Remember, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes. It's about acknowledging them with kindness rather than criticism. 3. Shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, try to focus on what you can learn from the experience. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth and learning. Ask yourself, what can I do differently next time? It's like that old saying, make mistakes, learn from them, and move forward. 4. Seek support. Talking to someone you trust about your struggles can be incredibly helpful. A friend, family member, therapist, or even joining a support group can provide a safe space to share your feelings and receive encouragement. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help shift your perspective away from negativity. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation, these moments of joy can remind you that life is full of beauty even when things are tough. Think about a time when you held on to a grudge or a feeling of self-blame for far too long. Maybe it was a mistake at work, a conflict with a loved one, or even just a moment of self-doubt. How did holding on to those negative emotions affect your overall well-being? You probably felt drained, stressed, and maybe even isolated. But imagine if you had practiced self-forgiveness in that situation. Would things have felt lighter? Easier to navigate? Self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting the past, it's about learning from it and moving forward with compassion and grace. It's like giving yourself a fresh start, releasing the burden of past mistakes, and opening your heart to new possibilities. So, what are you waiting for? Take this opportunity to practice self-forgiveness in your own life. Start by acknowledging the mistakes you've made, taking responsibility for them, and learning from them. Then, release the guilt and shame, offer yourself compassion, and focus on building a brighter future. Remember, you deserve happiness and peace of mind. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of self-love and support together. And remember, we're all in this journey together. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of real talk about mental health. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.